Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter.
And we're back again for another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
This is another day where we're going to be having to film two episodes, so bear with us. Also, I am sick as a dog, so if I sound like this during the episode, yeah, it's because I'm sick. I was sounding manly as hell today, like answering the phones and stuff.
Wait, so he was like, hello, how you doing?
No, literally, I answered the phone for my homeboy, and I was like, hello. And he was like, what? He said, I thought I answered the phone.
What young man is this?
And I'm just like, bro, like, I don't know what to do. But
I love that, like, little raspy sick voice that I get sometimes. I'm like, I love a little raspy.
Sick voice? Bitch, you have a raspy voice all the time from screaming. From screaming and drinking. No, actually, you know what I've realized? Since you quit bartending, you don't have that as much anymore.
Exactly. And people would think it was just because I'm drinking. I'm like, no. It's because I wouldn't even be drinking at work. I would just have to talk loud to be able to hear people across the bar.
Yeah, now that I think about it, you definitely don't. Your voice is not as gone as it used to be.
I know. My voice, my little vocal cord was weak as hell when I was in that club.
She got her voice back, y'all. Okay, Ariel. No, I'm just kidding. So, what's going on with you this week?
Honestly, I need to start figuring out some other shit to do because there ain't been much that I've been
doing. You're like, chilling.
I just been chilling, vibing out. You know, honestly, I can't keep saying the same shit. I celebrated Lindsay's birthday, so I partied hard for that. I celebrated my friend getting engaged. So I've been doing shit like that.
You went to church?
Oh my God.
You went to church.
I did.
Amen.
Okay, yeah. And I wanted to talk about that I wanted to talk about that for a second because I feel like as a youth
pastor? You a youth pastor?
No, not youth pastor, but as like, you know, we're still in our youth, I guess. You know, I mean, we wouldn't be at the youth church. We grown now.
Yeah.
But like, this was my first time going to church this year. And y'all remember, if you've been following us for a minute, we did our New Year's resolutions, and one of mine was to read the Bible. I haven't started yet, but
May, y'all. It's almost over as well.
I watched the Book of Clarence with what's his name?
I don't know. You know, I don't get into the biblical.
The actor with the dirty fingernails.
Dirty fingernails.
Lauren?
Actor?
No, not Lauren. No, what is his name? You know his name.
I don't. Dirty fingernails is fucking crazy to describe somebody.
But you know what I'm talking about. He's cute, but he has dirty fingernails.
Is he black or white?
Yes, and he's black. He's black. I forgot his name though. But whatever.
I don't know.
Damn, now I can't move past that. But no, I went to church, and it was the first time that I've gone this whole entire year. And I'm not going to lie to you. I was thrown off because when I walked in the church.
Mm-hmm. You burned a little? You felt a little sizzle on your shoulder?
Look, I was like, No, but when I walked in, they had metal detectors.
Huh?
I had to open up my purse.
Oh, no.
They put the metal detectors in there. I'm like, mm-mm. I was like, is it because they think I'm white? What is it? I'm just kidding.
Look, I'm cool, y'all.
I'm cool, y'all. I'm one of you. No, I'm just kidding. But literally, so that was the first thing. I was like, okay, they had a line to the back. I was like, is this a club? I don't know where I'm going.
Metal detectors in
metal
a church?
Metal detectors and a line. And the door, they were like, you know, we're a little packed right now. Like, just wait a little second to get in, like, to, like, the actual church.
Yeah.
So whatever, when I get there, I'm kind of already thrown off from that alone. I'm like, I don't know what type of shit this is. I'm from the South. We have good home churches.
Right.
But so when I get there, like we sit down for a minute. They start talking about offering for like 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting pissed off.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, you like, asking for money first to check
for money
my purse?
For 30 minutes. Come on, hurry up.
Oh,
hurry
my
up.
God.
You know, praise and worship was cool. I love a good praise and worship, but they started asking for money for a real long time. He was, you know, he felt a testament in the system about the praise and worship, the offering and the tithes, winning the whole sermon or whatever.
Mm-mm.
So I was kind of over it. But after that, like, there was this song and there was this, it was a song with the praise and worship that went with the tithes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what it was, but it kind of just, like, touched me. Like, you know how you just say something out loud?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I can't explain it, y'all, but I felt the Holy Ghost.
Did you start speaking in tongues? Were you like, hum-shalala, what
it is today? I'm crying. We're not playing about Jesus. But I have not been able to do that yet, but I really did, and it was crazy.
Be able to do it. You just do it.
No, you can't. No, you cannot just speak in tongues. You
Girl,
have to,
yes, you. That's what they do. That's
no,
what
that is
do.
Not what you do. People have to feel the Holy Ghost to speak in tongues. Try
okay,
to do it right
Miss
now.
Southern.
That is not.
That is speaking
that
in tongues.
No, people.
Girl, they be rolling around on the floor. I'm sorry.
No, sometimes they be doing the most. But
I can't.
No, I don't know what it was, but he didn't even preach the sermon. Like, he had like, it was just something that I had felt in there. And, like, I wasn't the only one. I seen it, like, within the crowd. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stop crying.
Really?
I could not stop crying. And mind you, I have not went to church in forever. Mm-hmm. And I literally thought about you. I prayed about you. I prayed about my whole entire family. He was like, Lord, I feel it in the spirit tonight. And he was just mm-hmm. like, he was like, you're going to have to look at the sermon from the hours before, because mm-hmm. he didn't speak about it. He just, like, let people go to the altar and just, like, express themselves. Mm-hmm. And, like, he just prayed over, like, the whole congregation. And it was just such amazing and beautiful thing. And I wanted to say that story, because I don't know if y'all atheists, what y'all do, Jehovah, mm-hmm. Jireh, Pentecostal, whatever you want to be. I just feel like there's a difference than seeing it online and being mm-hmm. in the presence of, like, the Lord, the God, like God, like just being in the presence of people who are surrounded by that. And it just was yeah. a completely different feeling, a completely different atmosphere. And I was just so blessed to be a part of it and just, like, you know, be a part of that whole entire, just, it was just such a moment. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I'm not really one for emotions or crying, even at church. Like, the pastor could be saying something that could hit home. Right, and I'd be right. like this. Amen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just such an overwhelming feeling of, like, emotion. And it was also, like, just, like, validating. And he was speaking about soul ties and mm-hmm. about, you know, like, moving forward in life. And mm-hmm. just, it was just such a blessing. I just wish you would have been there. And I know you mm-hmm. a little different about church and stuff, but I just wish, it was such a great atmosphere and just moment to be a part of. I'm going to go back.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't have anything against church.
It just be too culty sometimes, and I can understand yeah. that. I really can agree with that to a certain extent.
Yeah, so to me, like, I, like, no disrespect to anybody's religion, like, I don't really give a fuck what anybody does. As y'all know, I like to just mind my business. But no, I mean, I don't really rock with a lot of things that are Christian. Mm-hmm. And I believe in God. I've talked about this before. I believe in God. But I just think, like, even, like, you go to church and they talking for 30 minutes about give me your money. Like, I don't really like that. Like, to me, it's just yeah. weird. And then, like, it's just, like, using people's faith to, like, you know, manipulate it into their favor. And, like, that yeah. is, that goes across the board in a lot of things in the yeah. church. Like, especially, like, when it comes to, like, homophobia in the church and yeah. money in the church mm-hmm. and I just feel like there's a lot of hypocritical people also mm-hmm. in the church, which I really, like, just don't align with, because yeah. I'm like, that's bullshit, don't preach all this positive stuff, but then yeah. you are literally a terrible person.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have we seen pastors come out and they're scammers, they're thieves, they're frauds, yeah. they're liars, not faithful in their marriage, like, adulterers. so many times. So
molesters.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I think that church is always, well, not always, but a lot of the time, it's good to go get the message. You know, there's nothing wrong with going mm-hmm. to get a positive message that you feel like aligns with who you are. But, like, me personally, I'm not dedicating my life and all my money to a church because, yeah. quite frankly, I feel like there's a lot of hypocrites in the church, and I just can't get with it.
And I can understand that, and I see both perspectives of it and both sides. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really was so glad I was about to walk out after, like, 25 minutes of, like, still talking about tithes and offering. Mm-hmm. I was about to walk out, but I'm glad that I didn't, because I do yeah. understand that perspective, and I see that as well. Like, I don't like some churches where, like, the pastor just be blinged out. I'm like, I'm by all means, you know what I'm saying? Like,
out, right.
be a servant of the Lord, but be a humble servant of the Lord. Right. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. But I just was just, I was just enamored with the entire building of how everyone just came together in that mm-hmm. moment. And I feel like the pastor didn't want to check a box off with the sermon. He just seen what the congregation needed in uh-huh. that moment. And it was just a beautiful experience, but I definitely am more of a, it's been hard for me to find a church in LA because right. being in the South, I had the best, Pastor Larry, I'll shout you out to the day I die. Pastor Larry in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I loved him. Baker, Louisiana. It was such a good pastor. He was a teacher. And, like, I feel like a lot of these churches here only speak on things that are relative for, like, Hollywood. Like, mm-hmm. it was like right. hella Hollywood for a second. But then I'm just like, I was happy that I got to experience it. So if this message, I don't know what you could take from this, but if you are like me and who want to go to church, but you just stick to, like, hearing it on the radio or watching it on YouTube, it is nice to also go into a church and feel that fellowship, because I didn't realize how much I needed it. Right. So that's yeah, what I'll take good. From that.
I think you should start going every week. That's yeah. something that was a goal of yours. So you it was, definitely,
you know, and but I am more of a, I love a church that preaches love. And some people mm-hmm. want church that's like, that rips the Band-Aid right off. And I'm like, I don't believe, I think that God is love and God accepts homosexuality, sins of all multitudes. Like, that is the type of God that I prefer to worship. be right. around. Yeah. So I just think that, like, you know, there's a church and there's a place for everybody. And I'm just happy that I went. So I just wanted to share that. That was what I did.
Amen,
sister.
Amen, sister. Yeah, so that was your week.
Yeah, and I mean, we did a lot of stuff for the Patreon too. So we both filmed separately today for the Patreon. Yeah. I did boxing, ran a lot of errands.
I couldn't do boxing because I am sick, and I was like, I need to save my energy for filming because, honestly, I don't even know how I'm about to make it through these 2 hours. Like,
yeah,
I
me
really
neither.
Don't.
Honestly, well, and I'm not even sick, but I'm just no.
Oh, how we are in general, because like we don't even, you know, we always just kind of.
I know we can't
things.
Even say. I know we can't even say that. I know it's going to be a good episode, though, because I wrote backwards again. It always be a good episode.
I got about three things on his card.
But no, so tell me about your week, baby girl.
I'm scared to.
Oh.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Oh, we also had a spa day.
We had a spa day.
But it goes because of the week that she's had.
Oh, my goodness. I'm scared to talk about this right now. But you know what? I just got to do it. I think that it's really like my ego that is stopping me from talking about this. So as you guys know, for the last 9 months, I have been in a relationship, and unfortunately that relationship has come to an end.
Why are you?
I don't know what the fuck is that?
Oh my God.
And this only happened really like a few days ago, really. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like, I guess it's kind of been leading up to it for a little bit of time. Yeah. There's no bad blood. He didn't do anything crazy. He didn't cheat. He didn't, you know, we didn't get into a huge argument. It just was, I don't even know. Like, I mean, it just was a matter of a couple of small issues that we couldn't get past. And for a while, I wanted to get past the small issues. Mm-hmm. And I talked to him about the small issues, and he didn't really understand them. We tried to work through it for about like a month and a half, which to me, from my perspective, really could have been longer. We could have tried to work at it for longer. But I think that it was just taking a toll on our relationship and like our friendship.
Yeah.
And yeah, we decided to break up. Well, I broke up with him, and then I backtracked, and then I was like, no, like, let's just work on it. And then he was like, I think you're right. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Okay.
So was it the little microaggression that caused it to lead up to what it is now? Or do you think, like they say, small cuts leads mm-hmm. to real burning fire?
Yeah, I feel like it was small things that mm-hmm. led up to something big. It wasn't anything big that, like, happened or anything like that. It was just a bunch of small things that accumulated over time that just made me kind of realize that, like, maybe this isn't the relationship for me. Like, mm-hmm. and I've tried to work at it. I tried. And like, I feel like this relationship for me was like, you know, really a big grown up relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned so much in this relationship. I will forever be grateful for him and for the things that he's taught me. I feel like he's taught me how to be a better woman. He's mm-hmm. taught me how to be a better girlfriend, partner, all of the things. And like, it sucks because, like, you know, I did see a real future with him. Like, I saw us getting married. I saw us having children. Like, I wanted to have his children. And just the hardest thing for me right now is like letting go of what I wanted for us mm-hmm. in the future.
The idea of it.
But also, that's another thing that I have learned already in the past is that you cannot hold on to the idea of something mm-hmm. and what it could be. You need to stand in what it is.
Yeah.
And I feel like what it was, I was not happy for at least a month. And I mean, I don't know, like, he said, like, he thinks, like, we'll be able to come back from it mm-hmm. and, like, you know, work it out or whatever eventually or some shit like that. But, like, I'm not a placeholder. If we cannot, like, I'm not going to stand still for you.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you know, we're going to work it out soon. So let me not pursue these other relationships and see where it goes because mm-hmm. me and my man are going to get back together. I'm not looking at it from that perspective. Mm-hmm. If we're broken up, period. The door is closed for me. Like, I love him. I'm going to always love him as a person. It really does suck, but I can't change shit. You get what I mean? And honestly, no shade, but like, if you as a man cannot fix small things in your relationship to make that shit work, mm-hmm. then you're not the man for me, because shit is not easy and I'm willing to put in all of the work.
Yeah.
And if you cannot put that work in with me, I can't be with you because you don't know how to be a 50-50 partner, and that's what I need. So, I mean, that's just what it is. It's been a hard week. Like, it's like really weird. It's like, it hasn't been long at all. Like, obviously people have been trying to talk to me the whole time, like since I've been in relationships.
Yeah. Men come out the woodworks when you're in a relationship. Goodness. I'm telling you, they don't stop.
Seriously.
Especially in the beginning.
Seriously.
That'd be the devil throwing little specks at you.
Right, like testing you. Mm-hmm. But like, to me, I am terrified to like date again. I'm terrified to talk to new people. I feel like all of the guys trying to talk to me like now and like for a long time now are hella younger than me.
Yeah.
Like they're like 21, 22, 23 years old. Yeah. And like they cute. But like, it's like, I want a grown ass man. You get what I mean? And it's hard to find a grown ass man these days that meet my standards. Like just flat out. Like it's just hard. And like, I don't want to have to freaking train somebody in how to love me properly.
Yeah.
I just want somebody to come in my life and like, no. Like, I know what a woman needs. I know what a woman wants. Like, she doesn't have to tell me every single little thing. And I feel like if I date too young, then I'm going to have to, like, do too much work.
Do that all over again.
Yeah.
I want to say something to what you said earlier about being a placeholder. I don't necessarily think that that was the meaning behind that when, you know, y'all, because you kind of, y'all both said the same thing. I think that sometimes you have to take time to separate, to elevate.
Yeah.
And regardless of what that means or what it looks like in the future, you never know what that holds. And I don't think that means for you to stay in place or be stagnant where you at right now. I think it just means that if y'all have been doing, if he been doing his thing and you've been doing your thing and y'all just eventually seem to come back to each other, then that's what it was meant to be. I don't think it's just is a such a negative connotation of like, I'm not going to sit here and wait on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think that you should look at it from that angle, because moving forward, I feel like it's always an elevation in any relationship. Even looking backwards, it's always just been up. It's been an upward trajectory. And I feel like I wouldn't even be worried about where you go from here, because it only always gets better. And, you know, I know that from experience. Like, even every relationship I've been in, like, it just helps me a little bit more. Like, you know what I'm saying? If me and Evan don't work out, that next nigga gonna be it. You know what I'm saying? Because I've leveled up so much. I've grown so much from 4 years ago to now. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you can grow in 3 months, 6 months. Like, even my mom said, you can grow. I'm not the same person I was yesterday sometimes, you know? So I think that, like, looking at it from a perspective of like just going into it openly, and you know, sometimes the best thing is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing that it's going to be better.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that. And like, I think even something that I had said to you was like, either, you know, this breakup is going to like give us time apart, like realize how much we appreciate each other and like how much we do want to be together, and like we're going to work it out and find our way back, or we're not and it's going to be okay. Like, you get what I mean? Like, either that's going to happen and that would be cool, but I'm not like betting on it. I'm not waiting for it. I'm not hoping on it. I'm just like, if that happens, okay, cool, bet, great. But if not, like, I know that God has bet the best in store for me. I've learned a lot in this relationship that I'm going to put into my new relationships. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's just scary. Like I don't want to be single. Like, I don't want to be in the streets. I don't want to be outside. I don't want to have to go party and meet people. I don't want to have these stupid, meaningless ass conversations to get
tired
to know people.
What their favorite color is. Is your dick big?
Exactly. Literally. That's what I want to know. Is your dick big? How much money do you make? Do you have any baby mamas? Is there anybody out there that's your girlfriend or thinks they're your girlfriend? Are there anybody who's ever tried to unalive themselves over you? Is the dick that good?
Look,
I need it.
Anybody had any tattoos? Like, what is it? Like, I need to know all of the things. Are you emotionally intelligent? Can you
hold a conversation?
Can you know what I'm saying? Can you?
Do you like good music, or do you only listen to Future? Not that it's bad music, but like, can we get some R&B going? Can we get some R&B going?
Can
I like, I don't know. And then I just, and then it's like finding a man my age. Oh, baby, that's nearly impossible. That's nearly impossible.
And one that doesn't have children.
One
that doesn't have children, that doesn't have any, that doesn't have any. Honestly, I don't like I don't like a man that has been with everybody in general. I don't like women feeling like they knew my man before me. Bitch, I can't stand that shit.
I don't I don't mind a slut.
No, I don't, you know, I don't, I mean, first of all, you know what's crazy? I had told my cousin really recently the other day, I was talking, we were talking about, you know, my boy cousin. Mm-hmm. I told him my number. Mind you, it's mm-hmm. all my fingers and all my toes. Uh-huh. Maybe one more hand. I don't know. But no, I'm just kidding. Hands. But all of those, but literally, no, it's my fingers and my toes. You know, he called me a hoe. And then he said that he's had sex with over 180 women.
Don't let him find out my number. No, I'm kidding.
Look, exactly. And he was like, it's a difference. It pissed me off in a sense because.
What? Like, it's just like such a double standard in dating.
It's such a double standard in dating when it's just like, it's acceptable for a man to be like that. Mm-hmm. But like, if it were to be up to us and like, you can't be doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
For me, I don't believe in that personally. Like, for me personally, like, I believe in, I am a grown-ass woman. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. And if you as a grown-ass man don't know that women can do whatever they want to do, you're not the man for
me. Especially at the age that we're at. Like, you didn't meet me at 17 where I just popped my cherry and I only been with one person. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, there have been a few situations where it's just like, I'm grown. Right. But I also don't want somebody who's been with everybody. So I can understand that perspective because I don't want a nigga that's been with everywhere. I don't want community dick. I'm sorry. I don't want
mind community dick if I love the him.
I'm not going to be in love with the community dick. I'm not wifing it. Like,
I don't care about things like that. I don't care how many people you have slept with. I really do not give a fuck. I think that we are all adults and this is our bodies. And as long as you take care of your body, it's not my damn business. Don't be a slut while you with me. Don't be a slut while you with me. And that's all I care about. Like, I can't judge. Just the way I don't want a man to judge me or judge any other woman, I can't judge him. You get what I mean?
Man, like,
that's,
I don't want to be in the room and you hugging all these bitches every time.
I don't want a man who has loved every woman. But if you wanted to sleep with a lot of women, go right ahead. Because honestly, if I was a man, I would be doing the same damn thing. If I could get away with it and be a man, I would do it. I would do it. I would sleep with a lot of women.
Do you think it's a whole tendency to sleep with somebody and not care about them like that? Like you know,
as a woman,
how I've said before, like, I've had sex with people one time and be like, this isn't my thing. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like I only really, like, see, that's my thing. I've never really done that like that. Like, every time I sleep with somebody, I like them. I mean, maybe I'll find out later that I don't like them, but I've never just, like, I'm not really, like, a one-night stander.
I've never had a one-night stand. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, I've gone on multiple dates with somebody. I've literally, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been courted, and, like, I've never had a one-night stand, but I'm like, I'll have sex with them, and I'll be like, all right, this just, even if it can be good, I'm like, this just isn't me. Like, I know I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'll be a one hitter and quitter and call it a day. Yeah. And I'm like, I told him that too, and he was just like, yeah, that's some hoe shit.
I don't know if I've ever hit it and quit it. I mean, maybe if the D was trash, I definitely would hit it and quit it.
I've given some dick that's trash.
I will get up and leave if the dick is trash.
So wait, no,
I'm not even. I will leave if the dick
on,
is trash.
It had been posted on like all social media, and you know, I don't even have a Twitter, and I looked it up. It was like this guy who went from a grower to a shower, and it was crazy. It was like literally like this big, and it went up to his belly button. Did you see it? That shit was insane. And it's just like, there have been some situations where I'm like, if I didn't give somebody a second chance, we probably wouldn't be together.
Well, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't seen too many soft dicks. They all stand up for me.
Right?
So I wouldn't even care if it was soft, because I don't even see.
What about that man that was fighting in the mirror?
Oh my God, bro.
Exactly.
They know the fighting in the mirror.
Yeah, we told them about that.
Oh my God, that is so freaking funny.
It happens, and I don't take it personally if it were to happen to me, but it has never happened to me either. Probably a few times, but if it do, I'd be like, what's wrong with me?
No, it's happened before. I'm just joking. But I don't know.
We got all off subject, I feel like, just now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm terrified of having to talk to new people. I feel very like prideful and ego. Like, my ego is really fighting with me even talking about this, because I don't want people to know my man is single.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't. Like, I really don't. Like,
I'm not going to lie. When you leave, when a certain type of woman.
Please don't even say it.
Leaves a man. It makes him shiny.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And that's like, why my really relationship does. Has been private. Yeah. Because you're not about to get spruced up because of me, babe.
Like, I wonder why she talked to him.
But it's okay, because he'll find out. I mean, true. It is what it is. If he want to go out there and do what he do, nobody tell me. I don't want nobody to tell me. Please, God.
Yeah.
If y'all see that man DMing somebody or texting somebody or without somebody, I don't want to know. That's why I keep my relationships private, because I don't want to know. I don't lurk. I don't look. I don't do none of that. I literally, in any relationship I've ever been in, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't like hurting my own feelings. Like, you guys really have, like, self-harm problems.
It's a known thing that, like, anybody that went has dealt with before, like, you do not talk about it. You do not say it. You do not see it.
You do not say it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Everybody around me knows this.
Not me. I want you to hit me up, call me. I want to send a screenshot. I would like a picture. I would like the DM. I would like
tell the email. Even my acquaintance friends, if my acquaintance friends happen to find out who an ex of mine is, I said, look, I just texted Taylor that the other day. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, we broke up. I said, and I'm just letting you know now, I like to live in delusion. I like to live in a lie, and do not tell me anything you see. Do not tell me anything you hear. I don't want to know. I will stop somebody mid-sentence. If they say the name starts coming out. Let's say the man's name is John. If they say don't do it.
Please.
Don't tell me. Please don't
tell
me.
That's why I was so annoyed with that girl that one time. Remember the one I was talking, you were talking about?
Oh, yeah, because she didn't know that I don't like that. She didn't know that I hate that. So I had told her, some girl was telling me hella stuff, and she was like, why would she do that? And I'm like, oh, she don't know that I really,
hate. If I would have been there, I would have been like, hey, can we not? But you was probably egging that on, trying to figure some shit out.
I think I was drunk, and I kind of was egging it on a little. Mm-hmm. But she started it, so I was just whatever.
So, I mean, what do you... Are you excited about anything moving forward, or are you just still it's still the beginning stages of it, and you just still feel like...
I don't feel heartbroken.
Really?
I think I'm grieving the what it could have been.
Yeah.
It's only been, I don't know, a freaking week. Yeah. But, I mean, I miss him. Mm-hmm. I miss waking up to his good morning text every morning. Yeah. I miss having my best friend, but... I feel like he wasn't really himself in the end. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I do genuinely love him, and I want him to figure his stuff out. And I want him to be the best possible him. And I don't feel like it could be with me right now, because we just can't get past this little situation. But I don't know. I wrote him a whole letter. I got to send all his stuff back to him. That was at my house. I wrote him a letter. I'm going to give him the letter. And I love him, and I wish him the best. I genuinely do. I've never had a breakup where I don't hate the man and where I'm not
where I'm not trying to file a restraining order.
Right. Where I'm not hella anxious and oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm just kind of you know what? I'm thankful that he was such a good man and that I can have a relationship that even if it doesn't work out, it can still be okay. Yeah.
What do you think you took from that relationship?
I feel like I learned, which I wrote in my letter, I learned that love is not supposed to hurt. Mm-hmm. I learned that with him, because before him, when I was dating my ex, trying to, work things out with him, it hurt all the time. Yeah. It always hurt. Even when we were good, it hurt. I was always confused. I was always constantly questioning things. And with him, he brought me so much peace. And he really did teach me love is not supposed to hurt. And it really sucks, because it's oh my God, am I going to cry?
No. I thought it was about to happen earlier.
No. I'm not going to cry, but it just sucks, because it's I don't even know how we got here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sucks.
It's okay. You okay?
Yeah. It's sad.
It's okay.
No, but I'm fine.
It's okay.
I'm fine. I think just talking about it that.
Yeah.
Is a lot.
And the thing to me, I feel is I'm excited for you to just explore yourself a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on that with us, with podcasts, a lot of stuff that you are looking forward to in the future.
Part of me is kind of excited to part of me is a little bit excited to, just see what else is out there, I guess. I don't know, if this isn't my husband, that's okay. Yeah. And I hope to meet him. Yeah. I hope to meet him. And I'm kind of looking at it from that perspective too. Okay, if that's not your husband, you're going to get to meet your husband. And that should be exciting. And it is exciting to me, because
that's what I'm saying.
So it's if it's just not him, then I know it's somebody else. And I'm just scared to go through the people to have to get to him, get to my husband,
You got
to
go through yourself first. It is okay to cry. And I know you know that, but it is okay to feel all those things that you feel. And that's why we literally went to the spa the other day.
Yeah.
Literally just to you know what I'm saying? We didn't talk about work. We didn't talk about nothing. We didn't even really talk about the situation, but it's just it's okay to live in that shit. You know me, I will cry I will be by myself to sit in those feelings. I will listen to Summer Walker Session 32. Right. I will do whatever I have to do to get through those feelings. You know what I'm saying?
To me, I haven't even really been crying much. I haven't been crying because I've been sick. So I'm focused on being sick. I don't feel good. So I can't, first things first is me and my health. But I mean, like, yeah, like, the first couple of days, like, I definitely, like, was crying on and off. And then the first day, I was sobbing. The pictures. The pictures I was sent. No, show them. Show them.
She sent me this while I'm literally in the middle of the club drunk for Lindsay's birthday.
Show.
Please.
Show them, please.
I was like, okay, she's out of pocket. Wait, hold on. Where is it at? Not all these fucking. We text so much.
Wait. I know. We do.
I have to zoom in.
I was sobbing, y'all. Sobbing.
Wait. Another one. Who takes pictures when they cry? But she's also such a pretty crier, though.
You really are.
You're not an ugly crier. Me, when I be crying, I'd be like.
And then she'd be like, when you cry, your eyes look really pretty.
They be hella green.
It's because, you know, pink and green, like, they pop off each other. So when I cry, the eyes, like, my eyes be hella red, and then my eyes be looking
especially
green.
Especially when you had that little red wig on, I was like, oh, look at that.
Pretty bro, little. Pretty little. I cried in Japan for something, and she was
it's
like,
my birthday.
She
I
was like, I didn't want to say anything, but your eyes looked really pretty. She's so weird. She's so weird, bro. But
me when somebody crying.
Right. Look, mink.
You're okay, baby girl.
No, yeah, but I'm okay. I've been okay. It's just like, you know, it sucks, but I'm going to be all right. And you know what? This weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly. So. I was just about to say that. I'm like, she's like, I got to get better for Memorial Day weekend.
I want to be outside. Like, I don't want to be outside, but like, this is my first time being out while being single in like almost a year. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, do baby girl still got it? Yeah, like,
of course. Honestly, do you not notice that even when you in a relationship, it's just like, because I don't go out that much, but when I do, I'm still like, I went to Harriet's after church. I had on my church fit. I had some jeans and a little
church
shirt.
Church shoes, church shoes.
Bro, the niggas was on me. It'd be a little, you don't need the validation. Look, I get what I used
to do. They could tell that you was blessed.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd just be like a little, I'd be like, no, baby, I'm in a relationship.
Right.
Not only with the Lord,
but you know what? We just talked about that the other day, because sometimes I feel like when I go out, I feel like a lot of guys approach me on social media, but in person, guys are scared of me. They are scared of me. First of all, this is how I look when I'm out.
Yeah.
And then it's like, bad bitch. Bad already bitch, just intimidating. Like, I look very intimidating, like, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've even had guys tell me, like, you look scary as hell, like, out, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, damn, drop your balls, baby. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I had on no makeup, so I think that's why they were a little comfortable. But when I'm dressed to a T, when I'm a bad bitch standing, like, 6'4", makeup done, hair laid, like, nobody ain't coming up to me like that either. But I will part that club like the Red Sea. And that's one thing I just
it's something about a man, though, that really drops his balls, that really, like, don't care what anybody got going on, goes up to you straight up. But don't be dusty coming up. Look, make sure you got it together.
Yeah, make sure you took the shoes. If your shoes talking, we not.
Right, like,
then
don't.
Just can't be dusty.
Of course, I don't want nobody dusty walking up to me, because they the boldest. They really the boldest.
They really are.
Okay, I want a fly, just fine-ass man being like, I want you. Blah, blah, blah. And then I hate when a dude be like, come here. I ain't coming nowhere. You come here. I'm quick to tell a motherfucker, come here.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, come over here. Like, you're entering my palace right now. I'm not walking over to you like a little peasant.
Yeah, never. I've never walked to a man's section or table or anything like that. I'm like, hell no, baby. Come over here. I did the same thing. I was like, look, imagine what I could do with two. I'm just but no, I wouldn't mind if I were single and I like someone.
Yeah.
Wait, look. Having fun?
What?
You having fun tonight?
Oh God, no, please.
But if I were to
y'all don't know that joke. Sorry, that was an inside joke.
That was an inside joke. But if I were to like be single, I would not mind going up to somebody. Like I would not I've never minded like
oh no, I've DM'd men before.
See, I ain't never done that.
I'm bold.
I used to be a lot. What you be saying? You be sending a snowflake?
Oh baby, I'll make up a conversation. I like your shirt. Where'd you get that from? And then they'll take it from there.
I think I've DM'd somebody one time, and then, like, I unsent it, like, 30 minutes later.
No, see, I used to be real bold with the sending DMs, but then I really just, like, am kind of over it. Now, maybe I'll like a couple pictures. Oh, I thought you were recording me. I thought you had your phone like this, like, you know how you be doing?
No way.
I was like, what am I doing right now?
Tell me about that time you cheated on your man.
But, no, like, I used to be real bold with the sending out DMs. Like, I didn't give a... Like, it's Big Winnie. What's up, baby girl? Like, I don't care.
Yeah, period.
But, no, I kind of got over that, though, because now I'm just like, I just like when people are on me. And I need you, I need you to feel in your gut that you're pursuing me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even if it's like whatever, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of excited also a little bit to be single because I get to talk about my stories on the podcast, like that that are going to happen. That was one fun thing that I got off of when I was single in the beginning of the podcast. Yeah. I used to tell y'all all my little teas and all the little funny things. So now maybe I'll have some new stories, like if I start dating again. I don't
know. Yeah, or whenever it is, because, you know, when you got a man, they be strict as hell sometimes. I can't say
girl
shit.
Girl can't say a goddamn thing on this motherfucker.
They be like, don't talk about all our arguments.
Right, right,
well,
right.
Well, I had one today.
No, but yeah, no.
I mean, I'm excited to see what the future holds. You know, I'm here. I got your back the whole way through. I can go to a few little hoe parties with you. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we could pop out one or two times. That's the other thing.
That's it.
When your best friend is in a relationship and you're single, it's hard because it's like you can't be like, oh, girl, we finna go over here with so-and-so. Come on.
I can't.
Nope, can't do it.
I cannot do it.
Girl, I gotta get me some single
friends. I'm glad that you know how it is now at this point. It's just like, some shit you just can't go to.
And most of my friends are in relationships, so.
Some situations I just cannot find myself in no more. Even though when they be the funnest, like, I would love to take a trip to Dubai. I would love to be at after hours at 6 o'clock.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, like, since I become single, like, all my, like, homeboys are like, now they're like, oh, come here, come on, come outside. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It's
gonna be hoes. I don't know, girl. I don't want any of them hoes that be outside.
I don't know.
Dealing with a good man, you don't even want to deal with them little trifling ass toxic men. Like, I don't want no toxic ass bum. Like, I want you to court me. I want dates. I want flowers. I want dinners. I want Van Cleefies. I want all of that. Like,
they say you're supposed to be with somebody who loves you more than you love them.
Yes, 100%. I agree. I definitely do agree. I mean, I remember me and my. He's not my boyfriend anymore. Me and my ex-boyfriend. I guess he's my ex-boyfriend. My now ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wait, what? You and him what?
Oh, no. We had did this like little game and it was like, who loves who more? And he was like, him. He was saying he loves me more. Fond memories. Huh. Back down memory lane.
I don't know. It's been tough with me and Evan. I don't be knowing sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's some moments where I'm like, oh, he's obsessed. He's completely, utterly obsessed. And then there's other moments where I'm just head over heels of like I'm utter
but just, I've had men be more like me more and be more obsessed with me and still cheat so that really don't move
you
me
know
like
saying?
A cheater gonna cheat, like that's just what. Oh my God, I remember
players play,
bro. Do you remember when I was dating that one boy and like over the Christmas time when he got on me that stuff for Christmas and then I destroyed the house and swung the tree over my head like the Grinch? You don't remember? I talked about it on the pod.
Yeah, I do, but that's still insane.
No, yeah, I know. It was an insane time, but fun times, fun memories. No, but like he was also very obsessed with me and he still cheated on me, still had a girl in the house taking pictures, posting on Instagram. Like, and Jesus. I'm just like, that's just one of those times. It's like, wow, you really just never know. You really never know who to trust.
You know, cheating sometimes levels the playing field. And I don't know how to say this.
What? What does that mean?
Like, I'm about to explain it. Like, I don't know how to say this where it's like, in a sense of like, I feel like sometimes people get one opportunity, they can have their one little chance, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like, you don't have a right to say shit else. You have no playing field. You have no pass to anything at this
point. But then also it's really annoying to always like have something to
in
hold
the back
on
of your
to.
Head.
Like, oh, but you did this, but you did this, but you did. I don't want a relationship where it's constantly like a, okay, but you did this, okay, but you did this. Like, how can we both just don't do shit?
I literally said the other day, I was like, I don't want to fight fire with fire anymore. Like, I don't want to fight fire with fire in any relationship, friendship, relationship, like anything, personal, platonic. I don't want to do that. Like, I want to approach things with love and I always want to be reciprocated with love. Like, if I'm bringing peace to a situation, I just expect it to be returned.
Yeah, I don't ever want to get into a situation where it's like, oh, you cheated, I cheated back. And then like, oh, you
cheated.
Hell no,
I'm not talking about that.
I'm going to bring it up all the fucking time. Because it's like, for me, it's like, either I'm going to forgive you or I'm not. Like, just flat out. Like, I mean, if you pushing it too far and you like trying to like drag me for some stuff that you did, then I might bring it up. But it's like, if I let you get away with some shit, you better not never.
That's what I mean.
But I don't want to bring it up, though.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you know,
what I'm
like,
saying. It's just like, if you know that you done did some shit, there is, you shouldn't speak about nothing.
Right, right, right.
There is not anything.
Lower your tone.
Lower your tone when you're talking to me. There shouldn't be a damn thing that you should ever have a problem with ever since then. So I'm not saying it's acceptable at all and in the slightest, but it's just like, know what the fuck you got going on when it happens.
Yeah, let's get into this week's topic. So,
no, before we get into the topic, you always forget the social media question of the week.
Oh, my bad.
If you could change one thing about your life, what would it be and why? Ashley.G801 asked that.
You go first.
Shit, I didn't know.
Oh, I got mine.
All right, go.
Yeah, okay, it is deep though, so don't cry.
No, I'm just kidding.
Seriously.
Wait, what is it?
I just got to get serious for a second. All right, if I could change one thing about my life, and I'm like really dead ass serious, my back hurts so bad because my ass is so fat. Bitch, I don't know. I wouldn't change shit about this motherfucker. It's lit. I don't know. I wouldn't change nothing. Like, what would I change? Like, I guess I want millions and millions of dollars. Like, I would be richer. Yeah. That's the only thing I would be the only thing I would change is I want to be a billionaire. That's it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm blessed.
I don't know,
baby.
What I change. Yeah, we're pretty much blessed over here. I feel like everything happens for a reason.
Look, we ain't got no problems for real.
We do have problems. We got
problems. We definitely got problems.
Literally, I'm crying, breaking down in church. Literally,
right, we definitely got problems.
We got some issues, but I just feel like everything. I am a firm believer of taking steps.
Yeah.
They're stairs. I don't believe in going down. I feel like it's a step to. The end goal is always something better. And I'm like, I feel like it's a testimony with everyone I'm around. I'm around solid people who are testaments in themselves. So I'm around people who every time when we look back or when we talk about things within our lives, it's always something that has always been better. That's why I'm like, I have no problem. Yeah. I have no lack of faith that you are going to be okay, that things are going to be better every single time. And it's just like, it's crazy how if I look back at some shit from like 5 years ago, it's brought me to where I am right now. There's things that I've done with work that have like helped with this podcast. There, you know what I'm saying? It's always stepping stones. And I just feel like, if I were to go back, I wouldn't fully appreciate where I'm at right now.
100%.
That was some real shit. And it didn't even mean to be.
Big dot. Big shy, not the little one.
Yeah, not the little one.
Not the little one. Nerd. No, I'm just kidding.
My toes red, too.
Oh, okay. What was that? My bitch pose is nasty. But, topic number one, let's get into the diddler because there's more on that.
And that's a serious topic.
Yeah, that is
I'm
a serious
sick
topic.
Of him. I really am, though. And it sucks and it's sad to see that. If y'all haven't been on the internet, if y'all only been on the podcast, y'all have missed that CNN dropped a video of...
Dropped a bomb on us. Sorry.
Dropped a diddler bomb on us and literally a few days ago. And it was Diddy running out in a towel, running behind Cassie trying to escape in an elevator. And he clocked her in the back of her head and her neck, dragged her like a rag doll, mushed her into a corner, threw like glass vases at her. Yep. And all I have to say to that is that.
Believe women. Yeah.
There is no reason for that case to be settled that quickly. I don't know why there were any doubters.
And the fact that, oh my God, it's just all the clowns and the enablers under the comments too of like, yeah, bro, they gonna see one day. They gonna see none of that shit is true. Y'all weren't there.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't there. I'm so tired of these clown ass men enabling. Yeah, I'm tired of these clown ass men enabling these abusers. Just because somebody is rich and famous doesn't mean they don't do terrible things, people. Yeah. Let's be fucking serious. You think a man is going to settle the next day for $30 million if he ain't did some shit?
Yeah, and then what pissed me off the absolute most is how hard the diddler was going to say that he wasn't guilty. That he was just like, time will tell everything. Time sure did. CNN Time told us the damn truth.
Right.
And it was that you've been lying this whole time. The day before, he was just like, time will tell. Right. My truth, none of these accusations
Next
are true.
Next day, some fucking apology.
And a bullshit ass apology. Excuse my French. But fuck that apology. Fuck him for that apology. That shit is so ass. There is nothing else that I could see coming from that. He would have done better shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because it was such a literal slap in the face of all the people that he has abused, disrespected, gaslit, and neglected.
Yeah, I mean, my heart goes out to Cassie. Like, I mean, just even some of the things that were in her lawsuit and like...
Bro, insane.
It's just, I feel so bad for her, but like, I'm also very happy for her because she got away from that situation. Yeah. She has an amazing husband. Yeah, she has beautiful children now. And like, you know what? Like that just, it's amazing that she was able to get out of that situation and like live this life. And it sucks that you're going to have that trauma with you, and hopefully she can heal from that. But come on now, y'all. We got to start doing better. We got to start believing women when they say stuff. And for the men, quit doing raggedy shit thinking that you ain't going to get caught, because you will get caught one day. Everything comes to light. You will be met with karma. Period. Yeah. That's it.
Somebody said something.
What?
Somebody said something. They was like, they don't want to see lesbian relationships.
Hmm? What?
They don't want to film lesbian relationships.
I don't get that. Oh, because they're abusive?
Them bitches be beating each other.
Oh, asses. I bet. I mean, it's two girls. Hello. If I was a lesbian, I probably would be in the same thing. Imagine if you could just fairly fight your spouse.
Facts.
Line it up.
So honestly, that sometimes would be stopping me from hitting. I mean,
that's something. What was that? That
but I mean, yeah, it is sad. It is. It's a sad situation. It was sad to see. And it brought a lot of shit. When I seen that, I was like, oh my God. Like, my heart went to my asshole.
Yeah.
Because that shit was just so gut wrenching. It was insane to see. And I was just like,
I wasn't shocked seeing it, honestly. I'm gonna be honest, I really wasn't. I didn't.
The whole image of it was shocking to me. Him, he was running behind that girl damn near butt ass naked. Didn't care if that little white towel, hand towel around his waistline fell off, because it was insane.
The fact that he paid somebody off 50 bands to get that footage, though, is crazy, because it's just like, when money talks, money talks. You know how many things these people done did in this damn industry, and it just goes away because they got some money to pay some people off? Like, this is the year that the truth will come to light, y'all. Yeah. And I seen a freaking psychic say that, I think, at the beginning of the year.
Cat Williams said it too.
I'm telling you, it really is true. It really is true.
So I hope that, I mean, even though California can't indict him because of that, because after the 3-year law that's passed, after, because it happened in 2016, we can't unsee it. Social media will rot to the core.
I think
that.
It's a good thing that the video came out, though, because it's like, people who had any doubt in their mind, you know, it's like, now what are you going to say? Yeah. It's on video. And honestly, I wish a lot of other abusers had their things on video. I wish, like, you know, Trey Songz. TBH, like, for real. Look. But, I mean, hey, yeah, because people act like they don't believe nothing nobody's saying until they see it with their own eyes. And then even then, they be trying to make up some bullshit. Yeah. So, it's just like, whatever.
Like, it wasn't me. Who was it then?
Right.
But I'm glad that that came out, because, I mean, hopefully something will come from that. And I hope that he does not have a lasting career after this. I don't want him to succeed. So that's that on that. So what else is new?
Jalen Green and Drea had their baby. Congratulations. If you can't tell, we're running out of topics.
No, so Jalen Green and Drea have had their baby. Congrats to them. I have nothing to say to that. I feel like, you know, as long as, you know, she's doing what she has to do as a mother and he has to do as a father, I feel like it's none of our concern at this point.
Yeah.
It's out of our hands. Yeah. Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
Oh.
You know what's funny? A lot of people were sad about that.
Bro, I know. That's so dumb.
No, but we were raising that generation of believers. She's confident.
I know. I've never understood that level of, like,
obsession and fandom to where.
I've never been a fan of somebody like that.
Yeah.
Ever in my whole entire life. Like, it's actually insane. Were you? Besides Beyonce.
No. Not even Chris Brown. My whole family, you know, my first concert was a Chris Brown concert. And my whole family had me believing. They was like, you his type, Shy.
No. You're lying.
So I remember going to that concert and I was in like a good little area. I was like this. I was like, he gonna see me.
Oh, I'm crying. Nah, I think that like that happened to a lot of girls going to a concert, thinking he's gonna see me
from the stage. Pick me out the crowd.
Bro, that's weird. I just had a dream about Chris Brown the other day.
If he ever sees this, what he was at? He worked at McDonald's.
No, we were flying to Dubai. I don't know why.
Look, if it ever happened, call me.
No, but what's it called?
He still need to make a video for Poppin'.
Poppin'. No, but what's it called? I've never been a super fan. Like, never been a super fan. I don't understand why people would be mad Justin Bieber and his wife are having a baby. And I feel so bad for that girl. Like, the way that people tear that lady down for simply marrying the Biebs is absolutely insanity.
Yeah.
All I did was marry a man.
Yeah. And Exactly. All I did was marry somebody that I love.
Right.
And I think it's so hard because Justin Bieber has such a public relationship with someone else, like Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like...
That would irritate the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, why you keep bringing up my man X? Like, yeah. You know, like, yeah, I would be like, shut that? Up. Like,
would you be mad? You know what I thought about Kevin Hart and Aniko Hart and his wife, his ex-wife, Tori Hart, still having his last name? I think if I was Aniko or whatever, or what's her name, Aniko?
I think Aniko.
I would be us. I'd be like... Take the name off.
Girl, drop it.
Girl, drop the name.
I mean, yeah, but who knows what they got going on over there. Kevin might run a tight ship. And she don't and she don't have a say. You don't have a say. She wants to keep the last name. That's the mother of my children. That's what it is. Boom, bam, wham, wham, wham. Like, sometimes, you know, people run a tight ship and what they say goes. So, Aniko may not have a say in things like that. I don't know.
I was about to say, do you think so?
I don't know. I mean.
I feel like anybody shorter than me, bitch, I'm punking.
Short men, you know, they don't play. They be having that complex.
Short men be the ones that approach me over anybody else. Short men will approach.
They like, let me pull this tall.
Yeah, let me try. They always look at me and look. They look for their children. They think that they're going to have some tall kids because they had some bad genes. Right. You know what I'm saying?
My dad is short.
He is short?
Yeah, my dad is short. I think he's like 5'6 or something. No, actually, I don't know. Maybe 5'7?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know my dad is short. I don't know how short. But, what was I going to say?
No, I've never been fanned out like that. I mean, I just love Chris Brown, but like that. But I remember one time I did cry about missing Beyonce concert. The Coachella, I cried.
Yeah. What, when you were 30? Fucking loser. No, I'm just kidding. No, but wait, speaking of Hailey Bieber, bro, have you tried the like Erewhon stuff that she has?
No.
Like she has like the Hailey Bieber smoothie.
No.
You haven't?
No.
You've not tried anything.
Every time I go to Erewhon, I feel rich. I feel like a rich white woman.
I feel irritated.
I feel like my life is extravagant when I go to Erewhon.
You know, they have $32 ice balls there. They're literal 8 balls. They're this big, and they're $32 in a bag full of ice.
And that's the problem. People don't know what to do with their money when they got a little bit of
and
it.
And they could give it to me.
Exactly.
And that's really the problem. So if you over there spending $32 on ice, I will fucking make the damn ice cubes for you. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But, no, I tried Erewhon the other day for the first time. Like, I got their little hot bar food.
Mm-hmm.
And the way people be gassing up that dumb, bland-ass stupid ass food, and it'd be so damn expensive. Like, y'all, please quit letting
it is expensive.
The TikTok trends, bro, they will convince me to do everything.
Them $20 smoothies are crazy at Erewhon. They really are.
I'm not, bro, I'm not getting the damn
When I was at Equinox, it was connected to the Erewhon, so I would go there all the time. And, like, I'm not gonna lie, when I have my little Lululemon on, I'd be feeling like a bad bitch walking in Erewhon with my purse and my Lululemon.
That is cute. It's a cute vibe. I get the vibe.
When you are around those type of vibes, like, when you in Walmart, you got your bonnet on. When you in Target, you know to take it off. It's just certain places you gotta go and
etiquette.
You gotta feel. It's certain etiquette that people don't be having no more.
Have
so
some decorum.
Have some decorum when you walk in Erewhon.
Period. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I heard was good was the, it's like the little, I think it's the Hailey Bieber sundae. I don't know. There's like a little ice cream sundae. And my friend was like, no, that was actually hella good. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. But IDK.
Oh, look, me and Evan did get into it today. And
are you telling this to the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying it right now because it just happened or whatever. I literally, of course, I mean, I don't know. I was just being a little bit of a brat, but I'm like, our anniversary is coming up. So. Uh-huh. We're going to be 3 years on this Friday. So 4 years knowing each other, 3 years together. And he's just been busy with, like, work and stuff. And I've just been needing a little bit extra attention.
Mm-hmm.
Not extra attention, but I've just been, like, going through my own shit, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, love me. Right. Care about me right now.
Right, right.
But I told him, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just stay out here. Knowing I didn't want to stay out here.
Girl, so fucking
because he didn't respond to my text. I said, I was like, I'm going to just stay out here. It's always a lot going on with you, and you could respond to a text in 2 seconds. And he just sent me my confirmation. I'm like, look. I was like,
he's like, girl, shut the hell up.
Yeah, exactly.
Please shut the hell up. I ain't even about to argue with your dumb ass. Like, please shut up.
He said, I love you, and I'm sorry. And said, I was recording.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Delete!
No, that's my confirmation. Funny. But
so,
yeah.
Wait, when are you going to New York?
I'm going to go Thursday morning.
Okay, cool. Thursday morning.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Thursday morning, and I'm going to Florida Tuesday.
You're
going to
go see your sister, right?
Yeah, I'm going to see my sisters and
my nieces.
She's
going to go see her sisters and her nieces.
So that's why we're filming 2 episodes, because I'm leaving. I think, how long are you going to New York?
Yeah, so I might be going to New York because I want to film something with a girl who has the same sensory issues as me, the same veneer situation as me, so.
When does that magazine, that article come out?
Oh, I did. I did this interview for New York Magazine about my veneer experience and about my sensory issues. I don't know when it comes out, but yeah, hopefully it does come out. Hopefully it's something good. Like, I just want to gain traction and get attention from different doctors and, like, you know, medical experts who can possibly help.
Why don't you drop it around that same time? Why don't you ask when it is? And that makes sense. Like, that'll bring way more attraction to it.
Yeah, no, for
sure. That'd be a good idea to do.
Definitely. Well, anyways, guys.
Wait, we need to do advice.
Oh, yeah. Let's do advice. Let's get into advice.
Let's do some advice. I haven't even looked at that. This is the advice that I haven't even read it all the way through. She said, "Hi, guys. I have a question for the pod, but please don't put me on blast. I don't want them to know. So I have this friend. When I ask her to go out with me, like get drinks or dinner, she kind of disregards that and invites me to her house. Or we make plans to make content instead. I ask my friends and family, and they notice that she only goes out with girls her size. She's plus size and I'm slim like Shy, but shorter. My family thinks she's insecure about me getting more attention, but I don't know. What do you guys think?"
Oh, I was like, she's trying to take you home and rock the bed. So maybe she just is insecure herself to go out. Oh, but she says she goes out with other people.
She goes out with her plus size girls.
I mean, maybe she could be a little bit insecure about going out with you. Yeah. I've had girls where I feel like I swear this in the humblest way possible. I've had girls I dead ass will be like, they don't want to bring me around if there's dudes around because they will not have attention on them. I swear to God, I've had friends.
Those
like
are
that.
Your friends?
No, I've had acquaintances like that. Not friends. Obviously, you know, none of my friends are like that at all. But like, I've had acquaintances like that. Like, I'm like, I notice every time you go around, like, this is when I was like, you know, single, whatever. Yeah. Every time you go around some dudes that, like, you know, cute, got money, whatever, blah, 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 it's like, oh, no. Only invite the ducks.
Yeah.
Because Witch is a showstopper.
Yeah.
But get what I mean? Girls do that.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've probably been in, I can understand certain situations where it's like my personality may not fit in every setting, even though usually for the most part it does and it makes it better. But I can understand that, but never when it comes to men, never when it comes to looks. I want, and that's the thing about like even friendships and like birthdays and weddings, I want my friends to come stepping. I feel like anybody that I'm around is a reflection of me. So it's 100%. Just like,
I want all my friends to be pretty. I feel like it's embarrassing if my friends are not.
Yeah, like we literally will be like, outfit ain't it. You know what
I'm saying? What is that thing that we talked about in Japan? She's not rap tight.
She's not wrapped tight. She's not wrapped tight. She's not wrapped tight. Like, but you need to be wrapped tight. Like, you got to be wrapped tight. So it's just like, I mean, I don't know how to like dictate that dynamic. I mean,
I definitely think that she should bring it up and just be like, hey, like, you know, I noticed you never really like invite me out when you're with your other friends. Like, you know, I'd like to be included.
Yeah. I mean, it also could be like, I mean, she could say that, but also I would say in another sense of like,
or say in a light way, like, damn, why don't you never invite me?
Because I ain't a big bitch. Right.
Because I ain't about 200 pounds ever.
No, I mean, honestly, you could say that too, but I also could say in certain situations, it's like, you got to be comfortable with not getting invited everywhere that's honestly how I would handle it. Well, it's like,
I don't get invited everywhere. I mean, sometimes it does hurt my feelings a little bit because I feel like I invite people a lot of places and they'll be quick to pull up. But like, I feel like, I don't really have that many close friends in LA. I really feel like I only have two really close best friends in LA. So I just be like, even if I'm not going to go, still invite me. Well, okay, that actually is not fair because I will flake a lot on other people.
Yeah.
So I guess I see why people aren't inviting me.
Yeah, and it just depends, honestly. And I've gotten comfortable to the point because I'll flake on people too. So it's just like, I don't want to be an LA flaker. So just, you know, I know that sometimes.
LA flaker is crazy.
That's a thing.
I never heard of that. LA flaker.
Yeah. So I would say, Witcher says you could bring it up and address it. And then, you know, from there, depending on how she goes about it, I would say just be comfortable not being invited to that situation and invite your slim short friends. You know what I'm saying?
Slim short friends. I'm crying.
We need versatile friendships. It is what it is. All right.
All right, y'all.
We loved you. Thank you for rocking with us this episode because I know it was one.
Yes.
It was a lot of emotions.
Yeah, it was a lot. Damn, I can't believe I cried a little bit. I wasn't expecting to cry at all. Just a couple drops. Fuck you, Ice Spice. I'm not a crybaby. Now every time I cry, I'm like, remember when that girl called you a crybaby?
I'm crying. That's hilarious. But it's okay to have emotions and show them.
Yeah.
That's why I literally told you before this episode, I was like, we don't have to talk about that. Because I know you. I knew you were, it was going to be something.
I'm going to just be transparent. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll be transparent about what goes on. Like, if anything changes, I'll let you know. I'll let y'all know.
We'll be here.
Yeah.
All right. Now we about to go change clothes.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, wait. Hold on. Stay right. Stay like this. Oh.